Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is gambling ruining Major League Baseball? And can the sport recover from the heavy pressure of market forces? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so first up, this is not the way to handle your arrest. A man spits on a cop and then starts slurring him and then really is resisting. I mean, this is not really. I feel bad for cops because this happens every day to cops. Yeah. Like, this is the stuff that they have to deal with. The guy, Troy Green, was arrested because he was stealing snacks and liquor from a 7-Eleven in Volusia County. And the body cam video footage, we can't play any of it because it sounds like a Kendrick Lamar song and we'll get in trouble. By the way, Kendrick Lamar and this guy's out here making everybody fat and giving them all heart disease, according to Jamal Bowman. Diabetes! It's my new song. Little diabetes. Sheriff Mike Chitwood condemned the guy's actions, and the mom's man publicly apologized. Imagine being 40 years old, your mom's going to go, I'm so sorry for my child. Wow, he's behind bars, though, because you can't be doing stuff like that. Let's see, I got more. I wanted to get this. This is the one. This is crazy. This, you know how there's like criticism of FEMA, right? FEMA moves real slow. This is a news investigation. I was looking for the network. It's ABC. So it's WFTS, ABC, Action News in Tampa Bay. Listen to how crazy this is. So FEMA just apparently now this week delivered a trailer to a woman who kicked the bucket in 2014.
What time is it?
Yeah, it's 2025. Pasco County. They finally delivered her FEMA trailer. And she has been deaded. She was deaded in 2014. And the neighbors were like, wait a minute, what's happening here? They, you know, it's kind of a rural-esque area. But, you know, they've had Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. They said the area is actually 10 feet above sea level. It's not an evac zone. They were trying to figure out how in the world the FEMA trailer appeared next door. The neighbors noted it. And then I was reading the process by which these people are having to go to get FEMA to get the trailer back. Oh, my gosh. Just keep it. It's your free trailer now because, oh, my gosh. They have to, like, file a million things. Then they have to meet with, like, some FEMA administrator. And it's not as easy as, hey, the lady that you deliver the trailer almost 10 years too late to is no longer here. It's not as simple as that.
More than 10 years too late. And if anyone was ever asked themselves, hey, how does federal government manage emergencies?
Right?
This is it.
This is exactly how they do it. It is wild. This is crazy. So, yeah, that's... let's see. Oh, boy. A Florida man who is also a doctor was charged after stealing fentanyl from an ICU patient's IV using a syringe.
Good God.
Yeah. Fort Pierce, Florida. He was found charged with a felony... Or they formally charged him with a felony. He removed fentanyl from the ICU patient's IV line during a night shift at Florida Lawnwood Hospital. He's been charged. Wow. He withdrew it directly from the IV line using a syringe while on duty in ICU.
Dude.
Actual, like, yeah. And he was exhibiting unusual behavior observable by colleagues. He's 52 years old. He's an anesthesiologist and critical care physician. And thankfully, they noted, hospital staff noted discrepancies in the medication dosage. And that's how I have to say, major kudos to that staff for catching that. That is wild. Because I bet he thought he was doing it in the most surreptitious way possible.
Right.
And he got caught.
Yeah,
because they were paying very close attention.
Fentanyl is highly regulated. Yeah.
Good night. So he is charged with a whole bunch of stuff, including possession of a controlled substance, specifically fentanyl and or a fentanyl derivative. I didn't even know there were fentanyl derivatives, did you?
No.
I didn't even know that. Drugs, we don't know anything. Let's see. And I had one more. A Florida woman chose violence. She decided to go crazy while she was handcuffed on her way to jail. She retrieved a hidden gun from her waist. How did they not get that? She opened fire. She slapped some deputies, kicked them in the neck, all kinds of stuff. And this was in Marion County, Florida. So let's be real. Medical freedom isn't just a catchphrase. It's your right. Your health decisions belong to you and not the government, not Big Pharma, and definitely not some unelected bureaucrat. So that's why I'm all in on what All Family Pharmacy is doing. They're putting medical power back where it belongs, and that's in the hands of you, Americans. Through the end of June, they're making it even easier to take back control, because when you control your health, you protect your family, your future, and your freedom. Get 20% off site-wide. No insurance, no problem. No insurance needed, and licensed doctors in all 50 states. You'll also receive fast shipping straight to your doorstep. This isn't just about convenience. It's also about freedom. You can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. You can get methylene blue, emergency kits, antibiotics, whatever you need to be prepared, proactive, and protected. So visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use promo code Dana20 to get 20% off your order. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana20. Don't wait for permission. Own your health and take your freedom seriously.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you.
For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just go to GetCopperhead.com. That's GetCopperhead.com for your two free gifts with purchase. GetCopperhead.com.
Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And since we're talking about integrity, I'm confused as to why my Republican colleagues aren't talking about the lack of integrity when it comes to the president's family's visas. Let me remind y'all that Melania, the first lady, a model. And when I say model, I'm not talking about Tyra Banks, Cindy Crawford, or Naomi Campbell level, applied for and was given an EB1 visa. And what that stands for is an Einstein visa. Now, y'all that don't know, let me tell you how you receive an Einstein visa. You're supposed to have some sort of significant achievement, like being awarded a Nobel Peace Prize or a Pulitzer, being an Olympic medalist, or having other sustained extraordinary abilities and success in sciences, arts, education, business, or athletics. Last time I checked, the First Lady had none of those accolades under her belt. It doesn't take an Einstein to see that the math ain't mathin' here.
Well, first off, that's not accurate. She came in on a regular work visa and then went on after that. So that's, you know, and if she wants to have this conversation, then this fake MICDS princess in that whatever cupcake hell she's wearing. Look, anthropology, can we just get past the whole peasant dress stuff and the puff sleeves, because it's killing my soul. Thank you. She came in on a regular visa and then she then went to get her EB1. And by the way, she pretty much, do you know how many languages she speaks? She speaks 7 languages. Yeah, she not have. Yeah, what were you gonna say?
Well, they try to say this Einstein thing is only for Nobel Peace Prize and these academics and all that, but models, artists, performers that have international acclaim are also qualified for this particular visa, and that is exactly how Melania fell under that qualification.
Correct. That is exactly how she fell under that qualification. So there was nothing shady here. They're just mad because they hate immigrants. People like Jasmine Crockett, they hate immigrants. They've been saying this. It really is trying to be the new Maxine Waters, because Maxine Waters brought this up first. This is not even an original line of attack. This is something that Maxine Waters actually brought up first. Welcome back to the program. Dana Loesch with you here right at the top of the third hour. And you can find us, channel 347 is how you can watch the radio program. And of course, you can find the chat over at Rumble. Now, she came over, in fact, 12 years before her parents did. And she was on proper visa. She was on a work visa. And which I don't know why they have such a problem with her. She came in like the correct way. She immigrated legally, and then she was granted U.S. citizenship. There's like a big think piece. I have it on Wayback because there's a paywall that actually dives into this issue. And it's like a middle of the road, kind of an independent source. And they were just looking at the differences in visas, and they did a deep dive into it. And I mean, she came on her work visa, and then she was able to obtain an EB-1, and then she has citizenship now. I just think she's ridiculing. I don't know what their problem is with Melania Trump, because Melania Trump, I mean, she became a U.S. citizen in 05 or 06. I can't remember. It was like the beginning of the aughts, like in the very beginning of the aughts. But she is, you know, accomplished. She's got products that she deals. She has her business, and then she also had her career, and she speaks 7 languages. Hell, she could be a spy. You don't even know. She could be. She could be a spy for the U.S. She speaks 7 languages. She has like 3 languages that she's fluent in. And then you've got this clown with her fake thick black glasses. She doesn't wear glasses, but she's wearing these thick black glasses as a fashion accessory. And she's wearing more material, and it's like baby poo yellow material dress. I mean, if we're going to have this conversation, let's have this conversation full on. And then she's making fun of her modeling career. Someone who wears 11 D Frillion gauge fake ass lashes affixed to their face every single day of the week and dresses like a bad Anthropology mannequin doesn't get to criticize someone who's prettier, more educated, and more successful than they are. Amen. There you go. That's all there is to say about it. I mean, I didn't want to go down that road, but you elected to go down that road with me. And now we've interlocked arms, and I'm not letting you get away. So I get so tired of this stuff. But yeah, it's because Democrats hate immigrants. They've always had a problem with immigrants. If you come here legally and you do amazing things, they don't care. You come here illegally and you beat women and you traffic people and sell drugs, then they have margaritas with you. That's the way it goes. Partners that help bring you the program. It is our friends. It's the company Keltec, PR57. It is one of the newer models from Keltec. It's a rotary barrel pistol that's chambered in 5.7, and it's the smallest 5.7 that's on the market. In fact, it's 40% lighter than all of the other ones that are out there, and it's super affordable. The MSRP is only $399, and they accomplish the smaller stature in a couple of different ways. The rotary barrel, obviously. The way that has helped redefine the shape and the weight, but also the unique top-loading design replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips for slimmer carry profile and a 20+1 capacity. And again, super affordable. MSRP only $399. You got low recoil for easy use and accuracy. It's built to perform when it matters most, and super awesome. You have to check it out. It's from Keltec, made in Florida, innovation performance, Keltec, K-E-L-T-E-C. It is the rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7, the PR57. Visit Keltec.com, KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you.
For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just go to GetCopperhead.com. That's GetCopperhead.com for your two free gifts with purchase. GetCopperhead.com.
Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Okay, so Chuck Schumer was apparently hospitalized for dehydration, feeling lightheaded during, I am so tired of scorching heat wave. It's summer. Stop it. People are freaking out over the weather. All the people who tell you every single day about climate change apparently don't understand that when it gets summer, it gets hot out. Like, you're gonna sweat. The 74-year-old Brooklyn Democrat was lightheaded while he was working out on a stationary bike in the Senate gym. They said he was briefly hospitalized out of an abundance of caution. His electrolytes were probably low. He was dehydrated. I mean, there's a number of things. And also, stationary bikes are stupid. There's a also, number of things.
If he's in the gym, is it climate change? Is it because it's summer and it's hot outside when he's in the gym?
At least he goes, look, I'll give him this. At least he's not like his predecessor. He goes to the gym to work out. He doesn't work out in his bathroom and hit his head on every available object that is near him.
That Harry Reid misfortune?
Yeah, when Harry Reid was working out with bands in his bathroom and it looked like someone swung him around by his ankles and hit him, used him for batting practice. That's what it looked like. That's, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say he got beaten up because he was the head of the gaming commission, but I'm, you know, it does indicate that maybe something like that may have happened. A man who was accused of kicking a canine at Dulles International Airport so hard that the dog was lifted off the ground. If I would have seen this guy, I would be in jail right now. You guys think I'm joking when I say something like this. I can promise you without any hyperbole that I am not. He kicked the dog so hard that the dog went airborne. And the guy, whose name was Hamid Marie, attacked the canine named Freddy as it was screening luggage. And it's a little beagle. It was a little beagle that was trained to find illicit agricultural contraband. Freddie was injured and had to be taken to the emergency veterinarian room. And then the guy was taken into custody. Please, for the love of all things holy, U.S. government, if you ever do anything for me, allow me to be in charge of this dude's punishment. I'll do it for free. I will pay to do it. I'll pay extra. I don't even care. There's nothing that I love more than watching people who are mean to animals suffer. Nothing. I enjoy it. It's not great, but I do. Please let me handle this. Oh, please. I think everyone can agree with this. What would you have done if you saw a guy kick a beagle? Oh, I would have punched this guy in the throat, kicked him in the jimmies, and stomped on his head. Yeah, that's what I immediately would have done. I already had 10 different ways I would have hurt him.
Catholic pro-life ministries bombs.
And the problem is we're not dealing
Catholic
with America's original right. sin and its disease of hate and racism towards black and brown people and sexism towards women and anti-LGBTQ sentiment. We are not dealing with that. Your colleagues in the Republican Party do not hold each other accountable when it comes to the racism that comes from the party on a consistent basis.
Congressman, I mean, where are you on
you the can't be calm about sense? This. I'm a black man in America. The reason why heart disease...
I'm white, I can't comment
listen to what I'm saying. The reason
saying.
Why heart disease and cancer and obesity and diabetes are bigger in the black community is because of the stress we carry from having to deal with being called the N-word directly or indirectly every day. If your colleagues would listen and try to learn and engage and grow... and stop being so hateful, we could have a better country.
Jamal.
But unfortunately, we're still here.
Hmm. So that's Jamal Bowman, who...
Fire Marshal Bowman,
who thinks that people suffer, black people have heart disease, and they deal with obesity because they're called the N-word every day. What? I've never heard this before.
Neither
did this come out during COVID?
No, I haven't seen any studies on this at all.
This is so weird. I don't know where he's getting that information. What show was he on? Was he on the Shmoo? What was that? I didn't pay attention to the show.
Was CNN. It was Abby Phillips' show, I think.
I don't even know who that is. I literally don't. Which one is she? I don't know. They're all the talking heads there. They're all the same level of Marxist.
She's a talking head on CNN.
Yeah. All right. So welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. And we are at the top of the second hour. I'm just still trying to wrap my head around that one. The Jamal Bowman sound right there. So I'm really tired of the racial hustle. I think we all are. Do you think it's going away? Do you think it's starting to dissipate? Or it's maybe not so much dissipate in terms that they're trying to, the same grifters are trying to push it, but that it's not having the same effect.
So do you mean, is the use of it being dissipated or is actual racism? Because I think actual racism, we were pretty much, it was gone by the 90s.
It was not a thing. I don't know how people were raised. Dude, I do not know how people were raised, because in the 90s, this was not a thing.
No.
It was not a thing.
No.
It is I do not know how to explain it. I tried telling this to my kids and they just, because they've been raised with this grift this whole time. And I'm like, it seems like it's worse now because people figured out they could make money off of it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted to turn into Al Sharpton. They're like, I saw that man's gold medallions and I wanted that for me.
So that effort has kept racism, quote unquote, alive. It being used now effectively, I don't think it's effective anymore. I think it's been so overused that the meaning of it is diluted to the point where it's no longer effective.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's, I find it all completely fascinating. This whole thing, just this, the constant grift of this. The constant push of it. And I feel so bad for like our kids and, you know, other people in their generation, because in the 90s, like I said, we did not have this. This was not a thing. Everybody could get along with everybody. And no one, if someone wanted to celebrate something, no one held it against them. If someone wanted to appreciate something, no one held it against them. Now, if you do anything like that, everything is appropriation. People figured out they could get a check off of being offended, because people would try to baby you. Oh, we don't want you to be offended. And they got power in that. They got power in demanding that sort of attention. So instead of doing anything that would merit any kind of respectable influence, they decided to go about it that way. It's just one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. It's so goofy. So I don't know. This idea that people somehow their life isn't a result of their choices, but it's because someone, even if what he said was true, which it's not, because someone said a word to someone, oh my gosh, stop. And also he's saying that it is an issue because people are called names every day, but it couldn't be an issue because of Democrat policies.
No.
Contributing to the breakdown of the American family. It could be an issue because the Democrat policies breaking down to the neighborhood within an urban environment. It couldn't be because of any of those policies, heaven forbid. But then see, he would have to explain why he's a Democrat if he actually addressed those things correctly head on. He would have to explain. That's what I don't get with the left. That's what I don't get with a lot of this stuff. So I don't get like how American Indians can be Democrats. Like, you literally were forcibly removed in a trail of genocide by Democrats. You were put on what they thought was crappy land that they didn't want. And then it turned out it had a lot of minerals in it. And then, oh my gosh, then they made it to where you can't even own your own land on a reservation. And then you got sucked into a cycle of poverty and dependence completely because of the Democrat Party policies. And then somehow, so many American Indians vote for Democrats. It's literally like chickens voting for Colonel Sanders. It's exact. I just do not understand it. And I talk about this because our family's history, we were on the rolls. So we were, you know, we had ancestors that were on the trail. Like, I don't even understand how you can vote for people who, the same damn party that does it still today. The same party that wants to keep people disarmed. You know, I was actually shocked. And I wrote about this in my first book, Hands Off My Gun, that the the Dred Scott case, how literally not being able to own a firearm was the deciding factor for Judge Taney in the Dred Scott case. Gun control is literally at its very heart and root bigoted. It's always designed for subjugation, always. So it's pretty amazing to me. Pretty amazing to me.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.